Welcome, VR Jungle. This is a Havoc podcast, and this is your host, Geralty, alongside with me with host Cuss. Sorry that I was getting a little dumbfounded because I'm looking for a window while talking at the same time because what I want to be shown is not right in front of me. But anyways, this is VR Jungle podcast. This is episode 68. We're talking about we're going to talk about the do's and the don'ts of VR when it comes to, like, growing and letting VR grow. So let me get this screen popped up really quick. Go ahead and talk about your day while I get the screen pulled up.
I did great. I'm recouping from all the cold time I spent in, like, I don't know, like, single digits with wind chill. I qualified as an expert as a 249 gunner and a qualified expert in a pistol on the M17, the new pistol, and then, you know, other fun stuff.
Awesome. And so now I finally got the screen. Thanks for filling into me while I figure out why my screen wasn't working for a second. We are here at our new time at 7 o'clock Central, 8 Eastern. We are hoping that this hour change will bring more people in. So let's go ahead and talk about the affiliates of this podcast and of VR Esports Havoc. So in front of us, we have Dubby, our number one energy, which you're a little small guy right now. So we'll have to show it again when you get closer. So we have all sorts of flavors here. All the links that I'm about to talk about, go to the description for discounts and all that. It helps us out, grow the show, grow Esports Havoc, and do giveaways and stuff. So moving on from there, this is Ruck Up VR. This is we get decals from them. I have one on my headset. It's a little bit different than just the white for the VR headset. They also have them for the Cambria as well. And then if I scroll down here, right here is the Pro headset that he also sells. That's what I use, and it is everything that I could ask
fit
for.
On the Quest. The Valve plate as well.
Oh, they do? Okay. So, yeah, they'll also fit on the Valve plate as well. Thanks for that information. Then we go over to Pro 2 VR. It's our number one gun stock that we use within Havoc. We have, you know, we tried out a lot of gun stocks within Havoc. That's one of the main things that we do for esports is first-person shooters. So we test out gun stocks. And I think with the magnet and just the simplicity of this stock, it is what it's grown to be. It's why it's so popular. It is a very well put together gun, especially when you get the better product, when you get the carbon instead of just a regular base model. It is definitely
lighter.
It's a lot lighter, and then you can tell that the quality is better as well. And then lastly, we have VR cover. This is just something that I highly recommend that I kind of like searched out, and I really wanted them to be affiliate so I can talk about it, just because covers that you get on your headset are really disgusting, and these ones provide PU leather. I'm remembering, you see that, Cuss? And with that,
that's how
leather,
many times have drilled it into you?
Yeah, I know. And so with this leather, it keeps you better hygiene, so you don't break out, stuff like that, because VR is just sitting on your head sweating the whole entire time. So there's our affiliate section. And then we are into the live section now. And yes, as you can see, we have a nice looking. Look at that. That is a nice screen right there. I built a new table for us, got all of our affiliates. And I think this is definitely a step up from what we have. And then for the audio listeners, yes, I said audio listeners. I had someone message me the other day and say, where's all the audio stuff? You haven't posted anything since January. And I'm just like, yeah, I know. I'm aware of this.
Technical issues.
Well, I had a computer that went down on me, and then I got a new computer. So I was kind of in the balance between the two. So now everything as besides this episode is currently the way that it works is that I go through a company that sends it out for me, and the main thing they do is for Spotify, so the video and the audio can be also watched on Spotify, so that's pretty cool. And then it also goes out to iTunes and a lot of other audio platforms as well. So if you are driving and you just can't just watch us, you rather listen to us, that is something available. And then also we're trying to grow this. So before I get started, all we do is if you're watching this, please subscribe. Please give us a like, give us comments, stuff like that. Help us grow. And
Share our
that's
links.
one thing that I really wanted to talk about this week is I could have got a guest on, but I really wanted to talk about the health of VR, where the future of VR is going, and then next week we'll actually be bringing back on a guest with VR Central, and
What's up, Aisha?
so we are very excited for that. Yeah, and so we have two people right now. We have Luke as a ghost and Hyja in the chat right now. Thanks for coming in and watching this live broadcast. Please share, let everyone know that we're live. So other than that, I had a pretty productive weekend, as did Cuss. We
Yeah,
had
shooting stuff.
you were shooting stuff, it sounds like. I literally no life Diablo 4. Diablo 4 is a new RPG game coming out in June, and I bought the game, so I got early access. And if you get to level 20, you get a nice little skin. So I literally got to level
You the
25.
waste, yeah, you wasted
Yeah.
wasted that like 6 hours or whatever. Yeah, probably.
Oh, it was, I think it was like 10 hours total to get
That's
that.
not bad.
Yeah, so I think the full game when it releases is going to be about 20 to 30 hours. It's not that bad. There's a lot into it. So yeah, Haja, VR Central is going to be on next
Yep,
week.
next week.
And yes, he I have switched it and confirmed that he will be in the new time slot of 7 Central, 8 East. So
And speaking of our sponsors, I have a single sponsor cup. Well, mine's the black one, I'm sorry. But I got a single sponsor cup that I will be giving away soon. Not right now. I'm going to be
he
signing it
wants
and
to
giving it
drink and
away.
lick on it for a little bit.
Yeah. Extra money, right? No. So this one's mine. I absolutely love the black and red. It fits my colors as like a person, right? And then I got the, what is it? What do they call it? Banana Madness Hydration Blend. If it wants to, there
There
you
he
go.
goes.
It's good. I love it. It's a small scoop, and you don't have to use the 8 to 12. I used 16 ounces, just a normal water bottle, and it's so tasty. And if you're not used to the vitamin taste, it's still really good. Like it masks it pretty well with the flavor. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and I've had the flavor, like I said.
And the cups are very well like made. Like they're not the run of the mill, hey, these cups are whatever. These are actually really good shaker cups.
Yeah, and they have cool designs. They came out with more,
Yeah, they have they've got clips, they've got your standard like seal. This is the 20 ounce, I think.
yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So yeah, looks like Cuss will be giving away the red one eventually, so stay tuned for that. And then so alongside just what we've been doing this week, I do want to say before we get more into this discussion is the biggest news right now for VR. There's not much going on. We're kind of at a stalemate with VR just because a lot of people are really waiting for new development of these headsets with the Quest 3, the Deckard, whatever HTC's doing. So like the biggest thing with news with HTC is that they're working on inside out tracking. That's the newest thing that's
Yeah,
been hitting with them.
you
I
saw
did
that
see
post
that.
today?
Yep.
Dude, I'm excited.
So, that's pretty big news. They're saying that they don't need their base stations anymore. Is that correct?
So yes, and their Vive trackers will not need base stations either. So
Yeah.
you can buy three trackers and it's all self-contained. You don't have to buy a single extra thing besides the trackers to use them.
But
It's awesome.
what headset do they have that'd be worth buying right now?
I would hold off. In all
Unity.
honesty, I would
Yeah.
hold off,
Yeah.
because you got the Deckard's coming out within the next year. Guarantee, I can guarantee it's coming out in the next year because all the competitors are, ramping up. Steam's there. I know they're there. They're just trying to polish their product and get it out as quick as possible. Vive, also very big contender, is trying to get out their headset, obviously with their inside out tracking release that they just did. Their upgrades with their technology where you won't need lighthouses anymore, very big. And I'm very excited. Like those two are probably my favorite two for the contenders of what I'm gonna get. I don't know how the Deckard's gonna be, to be honest with you, entirely, because like there's no lighthouse, there's nothing about lighthouse technology being released for the Deckard. So I think it's going to be inside out tracking too. I hope they just do it right.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a big thing this year for the
Nobody wants to
headsets.
buy base stations. No
Yeah,
one.
I mean, Why would you? It's the same thing with the cord thing, you know? Everyone wants simplicity when it comes to these headsets. You know, setting up these base stations, it's like if one of them gets knocked out, you know, next thing you know, you're out of space, you know?
That's why I love the Rift S. Rift, it may not have been the best, like software wise, but hardware wise, I feel like it was one of the better headsets starting out with for me because it was wired. It had the quality that I wanted. It just didn't have the, the lighthouses. And, it sucked that you couldn't technically stack your hand where you can't do that with Quest either. So, like, that's the drawback, but there's better technology out there now. So, I think we could do better. Actually, I'll correct that statement. I know we can do better.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think they already have something doing better. I think that, and that's what another reason why I really want to have this podcast is that the reason why sometimes VR doesn't go the way that most people go because a lot of the times when new technology comes out or they even just add like, you know, have it advertised out there of the idea. They have people in the VR community since it's so small. If one top person, I'm not gonna name names, you know who the top VR influencers are, and you know, if they have any disruption or for some reason find a flaw in it, they trash it, and that really hurts the VR community. And so that's one thing I don't want to get too in depth to it right now because there's like certain segments that I want to get into it because I kind of want to still go on the news. Part of this is one thing that I also want to talk about on top of the headsets coming out is not only that, but you see lately a lot of VR dev creators are pushing away from Unity. I don't know if you saw this, but a lot of the people that are developing games right now are one getting rid of the first Quest, which we already knew that that was being phased out. But I think
Yeah.
also there's another headset that is now being phased out as well. So there's two different headsets
Which
now
one's
being
that one?
phased out. I think it might be something from HTC might be being phased out, but there's something that is just being phased out, and I think that it's Population One phasing it out. That and other companies are talking about it. Oh no! If you go anything, look up when you get a chance. It's Zenith, newest update that they're bringing is not removing the headsets from being able to
It's just removing
play.
support.
They're removing support and leaving them in a certain a version of the game. But with this, a lot of the new devs are pushing to Real Engine 5. You know, you can already see that Ghost of Tabor was designed on Unreal. Dave Dills, who makes Pavlov, you know, he has pushed his game to Unreal 5 as well. And so I just think that there's gonna be a huge switch of how developers create, and that's when you notice that that's a thing when you say, "Hey, we need better headsets." I think that the developers know that we're about to get some good headsets because you won't be making things in Unreal Engine 5 if you didn't have the headset. Because right now, I can tell you, Unreal 5 will not play on Quest 2. It's gonna have to be played on the
On
Quest
Quest
3.
2.
Yeah, I mean, you could. The
So
only thing it's gonna
from
do
what
is
I
not gonna get
got,
graphics, it's gonna get speed and performance.
1.3, the Quest 1 and PSVR 1 will be dropped.
What is it? What are the two?
Quest 1 and PSVR 1,
Yeah,
that was 5 days
PSVR. There it
ago.
is. Yeah, PSVR 1 will be dropped, which is kind of crazy because dropping a console like that is like PSVR 1
PSVR
was
1 isn't that
huge.
good. It wasn't that good.
No, if you look at
Not
the sales, it
not
was
as
really good.
sales wise, yes, but not as a VR
I mean,
experience, it
yeah, the
was
VR
not the
experience sucked.
best.
You had two little freaking dilders in your
Yeah.
hands, you know?
We didn't say that. No.
Yeah, they were interesting mechanics for your hand. It just basically looked like they stole the idea
Hyja,
from Wii.
don't get the 3.0 trackers. Wait for the 4.0. I'll show it off.
You show it off, that's pretty cool.
Keep going, keep going.
So, anyways, on top of that, that's the news that I want to talk about is that we start looking for games with better development. Either when they go to Unreal 5 engine, what they're doing is since they can't really use the whole entire package because it's VR, it's not going to be like console where you can literally bring out the full unlimits. I mean, a lot of the people that have PCs, unless you're getting into the 4000 series, can't even properly run Unreal Engine 5. But what we'll do is give you performance boost or some form of graphical boost. I don't think that they're going to choose one. I don't think they're going to do both of them. I think when they build their product, they're going to say, hey, you still get your shitty quest graphics, but we're going to give you really good quality to where you won't lag as much. Your connection to the game will be better. Or they're going to be like, let's give you a really beautiful game, but you're going to have load screens, you know, because you're going to have to load into certain sections.
Yeah, but load screens happen, you know. It, for every game, it is necessary. So, like, it's not...
I can tell you right now, I was playing Diablo 4, and they have a whole freaking map without a load screen. How about that?
Well, it's seamless loading. You won't see it.
I know. I'm joking.
So, look, can't say that. Some people will believe you.
I know, right? Yeah, you.
So, HTC announces Inside Out Tracker for VR accessories and body tracking. It looks sleek. It's smaller. It's nice. Hey, let me send this to you so you can throw that up on the screen, perhaps. No, I do not want to listen to music. Go away.
I gotta pop up Discord.
I know. This isn't the post that I watched, but it shows you pretty much everything.
So I'll get that pulled up once we have it in there. And then the last news I want to talk about is the launch of Ghost of Tabor tonight. So yeah. I really wanted to bring that into the mix. I still will have Scott on there unless he got too big for me now and doesn't want to come on the show.
I'll be quiet.
He knows. I just like messing with Scott. He's super freaking busy. They had their
all the time.
If you want to as well. I could probably go grab it and put it in the link in the description. They had their launch party in Florida on Saturday.
I wish I could go.
They'd already had it. Mad. Wish you could go. You wish you could have went?
Yes, yes.
And so they had it, and you can go rewatch it. They had it live. So it was good. They had a lot of good conversation about the way the game was made, the direction, stuff like that. So we will eventually, once things calm down, we'll have Scott on, but it is literally in the midst of release. It came out at 8 o'clock Eastern, so it should already be out, being pushed out. And so once I get off here, I'm literally jumping off this, getting in my VR headset and streaming this.
That's funny.
So that's gonna be really big news. Get ready for a lot of great content coming from that. And not only that, but on top of that, have you seen my posts for Havoc's Twitter, stuff like that? We have opened up very first our military faction, which we have not named it yet. We do have a logo for it. And if you are interested in joining up, the only point for this faction is that a game like this, you're going to need support. You're going to want to find people that you know out in the wilderness that won't kill you. So join Havoc's military ranks to where you can
or team just up. Have so much.
Yeah. Like, it's support.
Force.
Yeah.
No. Have so much force. Like, bring a 50 cal to every fucking, every raid.
Yeah, exactly.
One shot people.
Did you send AP. This to me? There it is. Which one do you want me to
do the video.
Open?
Do the video.
The video?
That perfectly showcases it. And then skip to about, like, a minute in.
Global head. Because I can only watch probably a second of this because I don't want it copyrighted.
No, it's if it's a review, you can watch it. You won't get copyrighted.
So a minute in?
Yeah.
So once we do that, I'll click in a second. But I want to end with this. So, yeah. So basically, you'll have, when you go in, you will apply.
Join our clan. Join our clan.
Yeah, join our clan. No, I tried to avoid the guild clan because it's not that. It is just a faction is what I want to call it because it's military. So basically, you will try out. It's not just getting a roll this time. You actually have to click it. Just because I want to have a conversation with you, just so you know that you do have to follow our non-toxic policy that we have. And then what you get is a private chat. You get community. You get strat channels. Mm-hmm. And then you get eventually I'll add an LFG button in there. So if you want to be spammed with people wanting to play with other people, then you have the ability. But if you join the group, you don't automatically get that LFG thing. You have to actually click it. So if you don't want to be bothered and you want every once in a while to be like, hey, I'm on, let's go play, then you can do that. So, all right, let's switch over to this. Now I got to add that link onto this. So let me forget, I got to add this link. So intermission.
Okay. Bring an air and air.
All right, so let's go ahead, go full screen. And here we go.
Just make sure
I'm going to play for a little bit.
Tubers, adding objects and props to XR, and even in industrial use. Our Vive Mask Cam Track reimagines virtual production at a fraction of the traditional.
Dude, it looks epic.
Since its launch in 2017, Vive Tracker has unlocked new ways to interact with XR content. We're always challenging ourselves to go beyond.
So this is talking about their precise body tracking from their third generation that they had.
Lighter, helping PC VR users. And then we built the Vive wrist tracker for Vive Focus 3 and Vive XR Elite. And now we're excited to tell
you about. Wait till you see the quick disconnect.
We don't have a name for it just yet, but it'll be the first Vive self-tracking tracker. How's it self-tracking? It's equipped with two high field of view cameras.
Yeah, I don't know what that was for, but like. And the same high precision
positional tracking algorithm that you use in Vive Focus 3 and XR Elite. The new tracker is able to perfectly track its
location. Yes, look how sleek it looks, dude.
On external sensors or the headset cameras. Just like our headsets, it'll be able to track large scale play spaces as well. It's really versatile because it's so small and lightweight, under 100 grams, and about 50% smaller in size than Vive Tracker 3.0. The sleek profile means it's easy to attach it to yourself or to objects.
Cool.
We have a new quick.
So I'll stop it right there. I think people get the idea of it.
It comes with the universal mount, just like you used for the other ones. It's 50% smaller. It has so much more maneuverability.
Yes.
It's amazing.
So yeah, that's pretty cool. So why don't they why are they making these trackers? Like, why don't they just make a headset? Like
They make headsets.
I know, but they haven't made a good one anytime. Like,
you can't say they didn't make a headset when they made
it. I know they made a headset, and it was, I think a lot of people did like the very, very first headset. It just wasn't as intuitive as the headsets that came out, especially when Quest comes out with something that was so cheap and viable.
Okay. I get it what you're saying. So like the reason why Vive failed I think, you know, not like Steam sales, you know, failed as in not Steam sales, right? Because they marketed like the Vive Flow, which is a mixed reality kind of, if it's that at best. So like it's just the glasses, you don't have controllers. I don't think they weren't going for gaming for the most part, I don't think. So like if you go look at the Vive XR Elite Pro, or sorry, Vive XR Elite, it's still pre-order, that it hasn't released yet. That's their newest headset. Mm-hmm. And it's got inside out tracking, it's got Quest similar, you know, grips. And then you've got the Vive Pro series, which is the Vive Pro 2. They're very good. Like, I've had the Vive Pro 2. It's just Valve in the Steam and Index does it better, in my opinion. The base stations are the exact same because the base stations are made by Vive now instead of Steam doing it alone.
Yeah, I mean, so they're making a universal type thing to where it can be used.
But there's a lot more attachments that Vive can use. So Vive, you can get a facial tracker. You can get the wireless adapter. So technically speaking, you can put your headset wireless and have the nice, but it's an extra fee. And then, obviously, you've got the Cosmos, but the Cosmos is... No, don't touch that thing.
Yeah.
With a 10-foot pole. I've heard very mixed reviews about it.
Yeah, I mean, what they just made, I mean, it was all over the news today when it came to what was the biggest thing talked about today was these trackers.
Yeah.
So I think that a lot of people will purchase. I think it's definitely going to revolutionize things. It's all about the new tech, you know, of what's coming out, and especially when you see some like tech that's actually coming out and not just being like a hypothetical, like this might come out, this is a working idea. Well, at least, you know, they're a company that's actually making real viable products. And so that's really good for them. I just wish they would, you know, either not try and, I think that, you know, not make their own headset, just drop it and make the actual components to make VR better, you know. So like you say, hey, we'll make these things for the Deckard, let's team up. I think that might be a better way to go.
Well, that's what they agreed with the current base stations. The base stations are created by them and just sold by Valve. And the support is entirely different, though. They're the exact same make, the exact same models, but if you have the Vive ones, you have to go through Vive. If you have the Steam ones, you have to go through Steam, which makes no sense, but, like, whatever.
What region of the world are they both from? Do you know that?
No.
You don't know?
Not off the top of my head.
Like, are they North American, Asian continent?
United States? I think they have different locations.
Well, they're their chipsets and everything like that have to be made over in the Asian continent because that's only people that make chips. But other than that, I guarantee the corporate office might be in the United States just so then they could sell
that. Europe.
So it is Europe. So I was either North America, Europe, or Asia was the three tech locations of the world. So I'm guessing what, UK?
I'm looking. I'm still. I saw something about Europe, but I don't know entirely.
Hajjameen, I'm getting an Index and 4 base stations. Maybe I should get the 3.0 ones.
Maybe
Taiwan.
Wait for...
He said, "Wait, I thought you said the Taiwan." Are you talking about? The for the chips? Because yeah, I think the chips are made in Taiwan. But other than that, so moving on with the news, as you look up for that, you can find out while I go and segue to the next conversation. So the main thing, I did want to talk about 30 minutes of news. I do want to say as well, when we have individual conversations without a guest, I do want to have a little bit pump and drive on more upcoming news, game stuff like that. That's why I want to talk about Ghost of DeBoer, which is being launched today. Go check that out. And go watch people streaming. That, you know, the biggest way to grow things is supporting the community members that take their time to make YouTube videos, to stream and make content, and then also play the games. You know, growing a game is also another way to help, but VR is so small, and that's why I also want to dive more into, like, what is hurting VR and then what's helping VR. So, you know, just to kind of small things before I hand it back over to Cus to have his opinion on it. So, like, things that help VR is a great community, non-toxic, like a community like Ghost of DeBoer, or even like the community like Breachers. And then you slide away from communities like, you know, Population One that allegedly is, you know, the worst community when it comes to toxicity just because it's kind of ran away from them. They used to be like a mom-and-pop shop indie development team all the way to being purchased by Meta to where they kind of lost track of what was true to VR. But then you have on the other side of also being great is that we actually have influencers that are picking up the VR headset. Like 4 days ago, Ninja, the actual streamer, has picked up a VR headset and also has given away a VR headset too. So that's really good for the community. And don't push those people away. You might think that they're just doing it just because, you know, whatever, they're big and popular. Let them play VR, because if Ninja plays VR, little Timmy that watches Ninja is buying a VR headset.
Probably, yeah.
So just let it happen and let push people. You know, I think one of the biggest conversations I had a while ago was someone was trying to bring in the Paul brothers. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but the Paul brothers, are big in gaming, especially when it comes to Call of Duty and other types of stuff like that. They have gaming communities besides the fact of that who they are. And a lot of people, by unpopular demand, aren't always the fan of the Paul brothers because they make money off of, you know, causing problems.
Loud problems.
Yeah. But here's the thing. They would do wonders for virtual reality. And a lot of people are like, no, we don't need that. We don't need, we're fine where we're at. So don't be afraid of trying to influence people coming in. Or like, even like Mr. Beast. It's like, yeah, he likes to do Among Us stuff. Like, every time I see Mr. Beast doing Among Us stuff, I'm like, dude, get on Among Us VR. He might not ever see. He's so big, but that one time he might see it. He might, next thing you know, he's doing Among Us VR. And he has already done Among Us VR. You know, we just need him to more streamline it.
HTC was HTC is the owner of Vive, was headquartered in Xindian District, New Taipei City, Taiwan, founded in 1997.
Yeah, that's what Hive
is. However, they do have locations in the United States and Europe. That's what I was reading.
Yeah. Yeah, and Haja, I agree. Meta does ruin it. That's why they currently been sued, because when they recently purchased a fitness game, the industry sued Meta for over, you know, pretty much consuming the gaming industry when it comes to making a monopoly. And, you know, they went to court and Facebook won. You know why they won? Because they showed true that they were never in the means of making a fitness app. Now, if they had any type of code, you know, obviously they can hide code, but if they had any sign that Meta was going to add a Horizon Fitness, they would have lost, and then they would have been charged for trying to create a monopoly. But they didn't. They won, and now they have a nifty fitness app. But yeah, they do find they do find games that might make them money and then buy it, which is really terrifying. As you could see with Echo, they dropped Echo like it was nothing.
A drop of a dime. Yeah.
And that's why a lot of people are just like, why is Population One going free to play? Well, it's because
money.
It's money. They're making millions of dollars in microtransactions. And not only that, but Meta did this to build back the trust of the community. They want to say, hey, Echo people, I know you were playing this game that is free. It was free. That, hey, you have a free-to-play game. Let's go ahead and push you over to Population One, where the mechanics are somewhat similar. It's not completely zero G, but you are flinging around, shooting things and stuff like that. And especially with their sandbox mode, someone even already made Echo Arena in Population One, which basically made Ender's Game in VR. You know, what it was, because they actually had guns and stuff. But it's like,
Ender Game is cool.
Yeah, and so when it comes to, like, there is great things that helped VR grow, but you know, I watch so many people on YouTube that any news that somewhat is just like can be grabbed and used for just clickbait, and they do it, and then they destroy VR. And then other people that watch it, if you look, I mean, I want to name names, but I'm not. But if you look at some of the top ones, some of them get over 500K views. There's not that many VR people that are watching that. There is a handful are watching it that understand and also be like, ah, yeah, I understand where it's wrong. But the people that don't play VR, the other 300,000,
it's misinformation. Everybody's
gonna
do it.
Literally pushing away a handful of people. And then, you know, especially like the biggest thing I've ever heard is, why don't you play VR? And someone goes, VR is not for me. No, you just haven't grown your legs yet. You know,
VR and PC gaming are one in one at like the way that it's grown.
Yeah.
Like literally there's very much direct comparisons, and like, it's very easy to see. VR is going to blow up sooner or later, and it's because of technology. Right now, the technology isn't where everybody wants it, and it's too expensive. Just like PCs were at one point, you know? It was really expensive to have a PC and have it work. And then, like, it's going to blow up. It just needs that cook time. And hopefully, we get that rather soon.
Yeah, and
once we get affordable markets where it's like,
yeah, and you can tell, and so even right now, there is the 256 Quest 2 is $70 cheaper as of today on sale. So, I mean, things will go down in price, you know, but then at the same time, you hear, like, Meta dropping another 10,000 employees. It's just like, and then it's just like, every tech industry, here's the thing when they dropped employees, every tech industry is dropping people because the tech industry is not healthy right now. But I don't know if people know this. I don't know if people know this, but here in America, we are in recession. And recession's here. Prices are going up. It's true. So what happens when a recession happens? People dim down on development. And if they can dim down 20,000 employees to still make a headset and still make money, Meta's going to do it. Other companies are going to do it. You can't shame
them. It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, but you can't shame them because they have to survive too.
At the end of the day, the company's got to survive somehow, unfortunately.
Exactly. And all it's doing
otherwise, you can't get those products. Steam will be around forever. I don't care what you say. Steam will be around forever no matter what. It's just they'll have to shorten their horizons a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at HTC, they're still surviving. They just found another Mirada. They found another type of source of income, which is making these nice products that will go along with Steam. And if you look at Steam, they're also still pushing great technology, but they're also now a smaller group of individuals than what they used to be. And now if you look at Meta, you don't really need the largest group of people. Meta had that many employees because they promised investors within the next 10 years that XR would be the biggest thing that sliced freaking bread. And guess what? XR failed. And we won't see it.
Yeah, because it's too expensive for the market that they're trying to market for. That you need something like that's like $200 a piece, like easy.
Yeah,
and then it would probably be sort of, you know, it'd be one of those high end, like, hey, we want this for all of our people. Mm-hmm. This is high end.
Yeah,
but, you know.
I mean, I still think that XR will still have a place one day, but. Just like
I don't think XR is no. I think XR is dead, and I don't think it's gonna pick up.
See,
I don't think it's useful.
There is still use, not in the gaming industry, but when you look at developmental things, when it comes to the workplace, interaction with actual communities,
I think XR is like extra money. I think it's extra money you're spending to just have an extra desktop or like a virtual desktop. And, you know, if you don't have to have one monitor, if you only have one monitor and you don't require the extra monitors and you can do the virtual desktop, sure, okay, maybe I get that. But, like, you're still spending maybe $200-$400.
Yeah, I get it, but I also look at it as an engineering perspective when it comes to putting on...
Okay, yeah, that's different, though. I'm talking about office.
Like no, offices. I'm talking about engineering and development, man. I'm not talking...
Yeah, okay.
I get what you're saying. I get that, like, the office, yeah, a lot of people, that's counterproductive because they're probably just going to F off on it anyways. You can't really see what they're doing, you know, unless you have things that are safeguards.
Trackers.
Yeah, trackers that you know exactly what they're watching. Because, you know, Bill can be in the office watching Pornhub, you know, not really working, you know.
Hey, they're going to do that anyway.
Yeah, exactly, you know. Yeah. You know, if they wanted to do it, you know, they'll do it. But anyways, but it's like I'm talking about when it comes to XR, when it comes to surgeries, engineering, reverse engineering, package development on how to package things. They used XR. Another cool thing they use for XR is what's going to happen in the future when it comes to warehouses and you need to find tracking numbers super fast when it comes to categorizing. You could put XR headset on or glasses and it'll tell you exactly where every item is at and the whole thing so you don't have to go and look up a computer and then search for it. You put it on
they have systems on that.
I know, but you just put on the headset and it's there. Boom.
Yeah. Maybe like an overlay.
Don't knock it down now. I still have promising future in that.
Maybe, you know? maybe like an overlay. Overlays would be cool.
Like Tony Stark, okay? I want to be.
The army was trying.
I want to be.
The army said it wasn't worth it.
I want to be in my basement, like Dexter's laboratory, being like Tony Stark, making my iron suit with an XR headset on. Just grabbing and going.
Army tried. Army failed. Hate to tell you.
See that right now? I'm making Iron Man.
So you're making a bunch of air, pinching the air.
So yeah, I mean, the military. Who knows what the military is doing? They're being nuts right now. They're creating aliens right now. So
creating aliens, motherfucker.
Dude,
we're exposing our peace treaty with aliens.
Dude, they're being nuts. I just can't wait. I can't wait till like all of a sudden they're just like. There's like so many theories out there that we actually live in like a galactic interstellar thing to where it's like there is a community of aliens that, you know, are all friendly, but they just think that we're too dumb to freaking be part of it.
I mean, you know what it is? They're helping the U.S. government maintain control over the world.
You think
there
so?
There you go. Squirrel
Is that the Eniaka?
Maybe.
You know who the Eniaki is?
No.
You look him up.
I just agreed with it.
I know you did. I know you did. I can tell when you're freaking lying to me, you old freaking liar. I can.
How do you spell it?
Huh?
How do you spell it?
Huh?
How do you spell it?
Oh, don't ask me to spell. I'm the worst speller in the world.
Okay, well, I can't look it up now, can I? Oh, well.
Just sound it out.
Back to VR. Back to VR.
Back to VR. Okay, so anyways.
I think VR is going to thrive. I think XR is going to die. I think... XR has a lot of capabilities, but it's too expensive for what it's going to be.
Yeah,
I think it needs to dumb down a lot of its processes and like miniaturize a lot of stuff for it to be worth anything.
Did you see someone test it out? PSVR 2 on a computer, and it somewhat worked. And so they say in future updates might have support for PSVR 2 to go to PSP. to PSVR? I mean, to PC VR?
So I don't necessarily care, to be honest with you. I mean, cool. It's another headset that's going to run at 90 hertz that runs pretty well. I mean, it's really just a wired Quest.
I just want their controllers. I think PlayStation did a really good job on
the controllers. Honestly, if Steam had controller compatibility, like, you can use Xbox and PS controllers on Steam. Why not have Steam fucking VR controllers?
I don't know how I feel about Quest 3 and the Cambria's controllers yet.
I'm going to say it. I like the Valve Knuckles. It makes everything more realistic, and I'm in-depth in the game.
I want gloves.
What do you mean? Like the legit gloves that we were talking about on the podcast? What's up, Lemon Man?
I want gloves. What's up, Lemon Man?
I want those gloves that let you feel things by restricting the movement in your hands.
Yeah, so you can actually
grip things.
Uh-huh. I know.
Dude, it's gonna be so cool.
I know you want.
Yeah, I want to fucking cock my rifle and blow somebody's head off.
Oh, you caught me so off guard there. All right. So, anyways, what's your biggest thing that you think
to grow
and what's hurting?
I think we need more representation as a community, not just streaming. Like, we need events that everybody can go to, even VR and non-VR. And that's, you know, what's up, Lemon? So although that's not, you know, we need more publicized events for us. Like, I get it. We get good events, but we don't get anything like E3, you know. And even at E3, we don't get a lot of representation.
We get CES.
CES still small. It's nothing like E3.
Yeah. I mean, it's still something. It's a start.
Yeah, and what's hindering our industry right now is definitely the bad publicization of it. I think that kills our industry as a whole, because, you know, there's not a lot of care for us. It's like, hey, they're there.
Yeah.
They have this content out. It's not like they don't care about it. It's no enthusiasm, no enthusiasts.
But
why? A lot of it done.
My main question, and hopefully this gets out there to, you know, the bigger development people, the people that are influencers to VR. My one question is to you is, why do you self-sabotage yourself? You know, you want to be successful. And you have created a successful platform. But what I've noticed is that they're the old school VR people, the ones that have made it, because they've just been doing it for a long time. And then when you ask them about new development, bringing in people like Ninja, they're just like, no, we should keep it the old school way. And it's just like, because if you bring in new forces, no, it scares them. If they are afraid that new people come in and knock them off their pedestal. But at the same time, it's like they've been part of VR for so long that they experience all the downfall.
They're going to be ingrained in the community. They're going to be ingrained in the community either way. I think that making somebody else stay out of the community makes no sense, because it can only make them better. Because just because you will get viewers outside of the VR community, it doesn't mean that they won't watch the videos. It might increase their video like watches, because, hey, I watched this streamer. Now let's hop to other streamers and see, you know, what all else is in the community. And it just becomes a reciprocating, like, saw, you know, it, give and take, you know?
Yeah. And so, like, the biggest, the funniest thing that I've seen in the past week, and I'm still going to remain, you know, not bringing names into this conversation. People can assume of who I am talking about, but I will not let you know, even if you comment to me about it. So basically what I saw in the past week is watching Ghosted War coming out, right? And Ghosted War, in my opinion, yes, it does have its jank. It is a very massive game built on Unreal Engine 5 that a lot of developers aren't doing yet, and it's very hard to find developers to develop on Unreal Engine 5. They are building the pinnacle game, an almost a true AAA game to what VR should be at. And I think that they're going to be there within the next year. But you have to let them do their jank. Well, people came to Alpha, and a lot of the people, influencers, obviously want to test out this game. If they have so many thousand people in a Discord, the influencers come out of the woodwork, and they say, maybe we should be part of this community because it's so freaking large, we have a place here. And so just witnessing the funniest thing ever is seeing an influencer go on their platform and shit on Ghost of the Boar so hard. And then all of a sudden,
when it's pre-alpha,
exactly. And shit on it so hard. And he has a huge following, and just completely crapped on it, said that it'll never be successful, that it's too much jank, that they'll never be able to fix it. It's not going to happen.
They've never seen development of any video games.
This is the greatest thing ever, is that they had their launch party on Saturday. I'm pretty sure somehow they might have got an invite still. And then they made a new video glorifying how amazing Ghost of Tabor is. And I'm just like,
I'm not surprised, because they're sellouts, you know. Like, if it starts getting good, they're gonna be like, oh, okay, time to get on the bandwagon, you know.
Yeah, and it's nothing.
That's not normal, you know. People are gonna want to make money the way they want to make money, or you know, give viewership how they're gonna give viewership. If one game's the meta now, oh, we're gonna go to this game, or et cetera, you know.
And it bugs the crap out of me. It's just like, I know.
Why are you not a fan, Lemon? Why are you not a fan? I'm curious.
So while he's answering that, but the thing is, when it comes to it, it's like. Like I said, back to this thing, it's self-sabotage. Like, you were destroying your own industry for something that can be beautiful. They made this game in 11 months. This game that they put together would take, if they would really want to fine-tune it, they could have waited 2-3 years and really fine-tuned it, but they knew that they can make it in 11 months, and Scott pushed for it. And for what you get today, when it comes out, when I get off and I go stream it, it is a very nice, polished product. Obviously, they're still going to have its issues. It has some jank, but life happens. It's going to have jank. Yeah, exactly. It's almost like if you look at Breachers. Like, it still has its jank, and they just, like, the biggest jank right now is that they just dropped, they were doing alpha as well. It was free. They got a huge following of people to play it for free, and then they said, we're shutting down as of the 23rd or 24th, I believe. They're shutting down the alpha, not doing a beta, going straight to release in 2 weeks. And no one gets to see it, and they're doing all this stuff without testing. They tested one area. They're not doing the other two buildings that are being released. And then also people were bitching that it's $30 because you spoiled them with free. And now you have to pay. And it's like, come on. You guys have been playing alpha. Alphas are free. You know? Sorry you had to eventually pay for it. Maybe Breacher should have been a little bit more upfront about the price.
Get-go. Because they were upfront about everything. It's just people want to complain. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but, you know, like, it's...
Lemon, that's whatever. Why you get the game... You join our militia, and you team up. You know, the game is way better when you team up with three, because then you just go around just murking people. So don't be scared of losing your stuff. That's the fun part about it, is that I had an interaction the other day where I was fighting two people, and I was stalking them like my prey. And I went up, and since they couldn't hear me, since they were walking together, I walked with their footsteps. And then I got close enough to one, murked his ass. Turned around to other one, ran out of bullets. So I had to hurry up, turn around, grab this other guy's rifle, and shoot at him. I killed him, and it was so real, I was freaking shaking. And I was just like, that guess is what I got. Tabor dropped. Tabor just dropped. We have 3 minutes. We have 10 minutes left of this freaking podcast. And it just dropped. So that's the biggest news right there, is that Ghost of Boar is live.
It is 13.7 gigabytes. It's going to take me 3 minutes.
13.7 gigabytes. What a small game.
Well, it's not small. It's actually big. I mean, considering the two maps and all the content they have added to it, I mean, it's very
big. Dude, I just downloaded Diablo 4 beta. Guess how many gigs that was?
Probably like 60 to 80.
96.
That was close. That's normal pancake desktop gameplay.
So, anyways, go check it out. Other than that, I just the only thing that I ask for people when it comes to who you support and who you follow, don't just follow them just because they've been around. You know, really understand what they are trying
form
to
form your own opinions,
preach.
Thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. Form your own opinions, because a lot of times when these top people talk about stuff, like, so here's the thing. They'll do videos shitting on Meta, and then all of a sudden, people want a petition that Echo closed down, and next thing you know, their next video is, oh no, we have to save Echo. And it's just like, but you didn't give a shit about that community at all. And I had you in past, you have shit on Echo. It's just like, it's just a
FYI for those who are playing Ghosts of War tonight, you will not have your DLC when you just bought it. It is until the, I think it's until the quest version. I think it is.
I thought we get it. I thought quest doesn't get us get it.
Yeah. So they can't get it right now. So we can't get it until they get it. So what's happening is they're delaying our upgrades. We're going to have the base copy, and it's just going to be the base copy for everybody until they can get out the base copy and the DLC for them. And then it'll get fully released, and we'll get, you know,
is this,
our founding father.
Is this news now?
This was announcement like this morning, I think. Let's see here.
Let's see.
So we're trying to test our back end. Our back end needs tested by devs and unable to issue full orders to Meta users. Because this site is broken with a consistent massive influx of individual flooding our site. So they're trying to fix everything right now.
So hold on. I can actually push this to the screen.
It just means you won't be able to, you won't have your Founding Father edition right away, but that's okay. Because
I thought I can.
You certainly can.
I want it now. Discord, there we go. So as you can see right here, this is their Discord. Is there anything else we need to show on here? We are aware. The funniest thing ever, though, yes, that I've ever seen is that they had to shut down their ticket system today because so many people were bitching
so
about it.
Because it was broken. It just kept getting broken. Stuff was, and it happens, you know. So, yeah, please check spam. If you do not receive an email, where is it at? They might have removed it because it was here.
So, other than that, we have 5 minutes, and we talked about, you know, the health of VR and stuff. I think we had a really good conversation. I think we talked about good stuff about the news. Where that people...
Okay, here you go. I got you. So, DLC owners on Steam will get their upgrades as soon as DLCs become available on Meta. People can upgrade their edition through the in-app purchases without needing to wipe. You just need to restart the game. So, this is due to the delays for all upgraded editions on Meta launch. So... All players will get some extra gear at launch instead of, you know, your normal.
I'm confused, though. Is this actual launch or is this beta?
This is actual launch.
It's
actual launch, but it's in the beta edition of the game. So it's always going to be beta until they get enough maps out, and then they'll say it's an official release.
Okay.
So it is an official release. Like, this, it's happening. This is the official game. This is their polished product they're pushing out. It's just they're going to be in beta because they're going to continue to develop their game and release new content.
Gotcha.
Yes. So it is a beta, but for all intents and purposes, it's released.
Yeah, I mean, they had a lot of issues when it came to the quest anyways. They had to refund everybody.
They had to refund their DLCs, and then they have to buy them through. You can buy the full, you have to buy everything through the store. And that's how it's just all messed up. So it's all just, you know, quest bullshit. SteamVR, once again, proving that it's better. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah,
another year old.
I play PC VR now, so I don't play on my. I mean, I play on my Quest, but I play.
Just bought on Steam. Yeah, I saw you posted in the chat.
So, are you playing?
Let's wrap up here.
Are you playing?
Probably not. I'm exhausted, dude. I'm still trying to recoup from my weekend. But soon, TM.
So yeah, I want to end this basically saying I hope everyone likes the new time. The time switch is to be earlier to get more people to watch this live, because the live conversations that we have actually helps us quite a bit and also helps bring in new subscribers at the point when it happens. Things to be looking out for is, one is be watching me on stream right after this. I'm going to the link in the description is where I'll be streaming on Twitch. Be looking for Cuss, be streaming. He won't be doing it tonight, but be looking for when he does.
Soon.
We have our Havoc stream team where he gets posted live, and his link and his Twitch is also there. So if you want to, just go follow us both. If you hit the little dingle bells.
dingle bells.
I knew you were going to get that. So if you hit the little bells, then you even be alerted. So other than that, if you are playing Ghost of the Boy tonight and you want to become part of a team, Havoc has created the very first faction. Other than that, check out all of the people that the level people we have down here, Ruck Up, ProTube, VR Cover.
I think there's a max of five of in-game people. So you can only play five with five people in-game.
I thought it was three.
Oh, is it three? I could have sworn it was five. I think it's going to change per map. So, okay. But besides that, let's wrap it up. Have fun playing Ghost Boy, everybody.
Yeah.
Go nuts.
Next Monday, VR Central, 7 Central, 8 East, the new time.
8 East.
And it's going to be a good time. He's got a lot of great things happening. And so he's one person that I do watch that I think that is healthy for VR. And so that's what I'm kind of looking for now when I bring people on, is if they're true to their word. And that's why Scott's been on twice as well, because I love Scott and he's down to earth and he made a good game. So other than that, Cuss, wave at the camera. Everyone that's came, Ivy Fox, thanks for coming. Last minute, so you might as well rewind and watch the whole thing because it was some good content. Everyone else, Hyja, Lemon, everybody,
Lucas
thanks
Ghost.
For coming. Please Thank go share watching. This if you have any, if you want other people to watch it. And it is going to be on audio platform. So all those fun things you want to listen so you don't crash and die watching this live or stuff like that, you can rewatch it there as well. I'm on top of my game for that. So this episode
don't forget to put the video in comments.
Will be posted Tuesday or Wednesday. And I got to go put that video in the comments as well. But Tuesday. Other than that, see y'all later. I'm going to go play Ghost of War. Have a good one. Thanks for watching. Love you all.
Have a good one.
See you next Monday.